Misadventures of Cy and Elmer. Lincolnville Correspondence School detectives are now on the spot. Five men have disappeared in five nights, the hour and method of their removal being the same in all cases. Exactly at 12 midnight, a mysterious train has swept through the narrow high railroad grade cut, and with every run of this train, a man has gone out to see it and never returned. Cy and Elmer have taken the case for the railroad, and while they admit being the best detectives in the world, they also admit that this case is liable to be just a little bit unpleasant for them. It is just 10 minutes before 12 midnight. We find Cy and Elmer crouching in the darkness, looking down upon the section car from which five men have been spirited away. Just 10 minutes until midnight.
Now, just quit your whining and crying, Cy, will you? This is my idea, and that's enough to make it the best idea. And this is the way we're going to do it.
Yeah, I reckon you're right, Elmer. But I got the notion that something terrible is going to happen. Just the same as if we wasn't here at all.
Oh, shucks, Cy. You know that nothing can get past the sharp eyes of the Snoop and Sneak Detective Agency Limited. What could happen with us watching?
Well, didn't that last railroad detective get killed or something? With Pat the section boss watching him?
Certainly he did, but Pat weren't no detective like we be. A lot of things might have happened that he didn't see, not knowing how to look for it.
Now, we won't be able to see no more, Elmer. It's darker here than the inside of a cow.
Now, you look here, Cy Perkins. I'm going to explain this to you just once more.
That'll be enough.
Yeah, then if you can't understand, you can go without. Now, here we are, right up on top of this high bank, straight across from that railroad car where all the boys are sleeping. If they're too scared to sleep.
Yeah.
And when that train starts coming, Patty's coming out of that car and started walking up the track to the bridge.
That's what I'm scared of, Elmer. When we hear that train a-coming and Pat starts a-walking up that track, I'm scared the same thing that happened to the others will happen to him. And we won't see it or know what's happened until it's all over.
Yes, but we can watch Pat from up here on top of the bank. And we can see things that a fella down there in the track wouldn't have no chance to see.
Now, we can't see Pat in the dark from up here, Elmer.
Don't have to see him in the dark. When Pat comes out of the door of that car, he's going to have his flashlight burning. With his hand over it, just like this. I'll be here to show you with our flashlight.
Yeah.
There you are. Now, look at that. See how this little light gets through my fingers? Well, Pat will be carrying his light just like that, Cy.
That's a good idea, Elmer.
Bet you.
I reckon we can see him all right, if he don't get too far away.
Cy, he ain't going to get far away. Pat figured out where them other fellas were standing when the train come through. And he ain't going past the end of that car. Then if anything happens to him, or he thinks he's getting ready to happen, he takes his hand off the light and we see him.
Yeah, what if something happens to him so quick he don't have time to give us no signal?
Suffering snakes, Cy. I've been telling you that, ain't I?
No.
The chances is that if anything does happen to him, it'll happen so darn quick he won't have time to give us no regular kind of a signal.
Yeah.
But if he's got that light already burning in his hand, he can't help but drop it, can he?
Yeah.
We'll see what happens to him. And if the light don't bust by dropping.
Well, if we turned our flashlight on when that happens, we could get a good look at him.
Yeah, I thought of that, Cy, long ago. It ain't going to do.
What's the matter?
Well, we don't know just what is going to happen to who.
Yeah.
There ain't no sense in us having light burn our hands so somebody can take a shot at us.
I'm getting a nervous, jumping misery something awful, Elmer. What time is it?
Yeah, it must be getting close to midnight now, Cy. Mm-hmm. We've been sitting here in the cold for a long time now.
Yeah.
Well, I get my hand over this flashlight and I let a little crack of light shine on the watch. Hold your head over now, so come on.
Yeah.
I turned on and nobody sees us.
Yeah.
Hold her steady, Cy. Hold that hat steady.
I can't hold her no steadier, Elmer. My hands are so cold, I'm shaking all over.
Well, I ain't so darn hot myself, but we gotta hang on now. It's holy as to it. There's been five fellas going here already, and it can't be no more while we're watching. Now, let's see. Just exactly 6 minutes to 12. Now, we can't burn that light no more. Time to get close.
Just 6 minutes to midnight, Elmer. Ain't all of this dark around us getting awful close?
For the dandy Goshen side, who ever heard of dark getting close?
Huh?
Dark can't move. Leastwise, no dark I ever seen could, but I, well, see, it's mighty dark, dark.
Yeah, and the quiet, Elmer. It's so quiet you can hear it. Listen a minute, and see if we can't hear something at doing something.
I don't hear nothing but that awful quiet, Si.
Yeah.
Oh, it would be better if we could hear something, I guess. Maybe we ought to be quiet ourselves. I guess nobody can hear us, so, because whatever happens is going to be on that train.
Yeah, but there ain't no train, Elmer. Didn't Pat say he was standing right in the middle of the track when the train went by?
Yeah, that's what he said, all right.
Yeah, no feller can stay in the middle of a track while a train goes by without getting hit, can he?
Certainly he can't, but... hold it, Si. Hold it, I got it.
What?
There's a little ways down there by the end of that car where there's two tracks.
Yeah.
And in the dark, it'd be easy enough for a fella to make a mistake and be standing on a switch track and sit him on the main line.
Yeah, you're right, Elmer. And that makes it all the worse. Because the train must have gone past. And it must have gone past so quick and so dark that nobody could see it.
Now, wait a minute. I'm getting ideas, Si. And you know that when Elmer Peabody gets ideas, they is humdingers.
Well, what is it, Elmer? Something that'll help us here?
Bet your boots will help us, Si. Now, look here. Yeah. Are you sure them flashlight things will work for your moving picture camera?
Yeah, they'll work all right. All you got to do is to screw them globes into the little handle and press the gadget, just like flashlight.
Yeah. Well, how long was that light burn for, Si?
Well, the camera feller said it didn't last but just a second.
Yeah, then you can't use it for taking moving pictures, can you?
Well, I don't know. The feller I bought the camera from said it took 16 of them little pictures every second.
Sweet sassafras, Si. 16 snapshots a second?
Yeah, and he said that if I'd open the shutter up...
Yeah, what? Say, how can you open the shutter up?
I said open the shutter up.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. A shutter up, how can you open it?
Well, that's on the camera, Elmer.
Oh.
And if I open it up good, it might hit something.
Well, it'll get all we need, Si. Didn't he say the man that knows his business could take that film and make regular little pictures off of it?
Yeah, he said that if we got any pictures too short to run through that showing machine, we could get one picture made from that film.
Yeah.
You know, made on regular camera picture paper.
Yes, I see.
Yeah, and that way we could keep it and get a real good look at it.
Now you got it, Si. Now you got it. Now listen close. And don't get mixed up because we ain't got much time. I'll hold that little handle with one of them flashlight globes ready in it, you see?
Yeah.
And the others where I can reach them quick. When Pat comes out of that car, and we hear this train coming, you start that camera going, you hear me?
Yeah.
And don't stop it no matter what happens.
Keep
the camera pointing the way you see the little light coming from Pat's flashlight in his hand.
Yeah.
And every time I see or hear anything that looks suspicious, I'll shoot off one of them there flashlights, you understand?
Yeah.
And out of them four flashes, we ought to get something.
Well, all right, Elmer. There's the things. Careful now, Elmer. Them globes will bust awful easy.
Yes, they do.
Now feel right here.
Yeah.
Well, there's the little gadget that you push to shoot them off.
I got it, Si. Now I'll get one of the globes in here.
Careful now, Elmer. Elmer, careful.
Shut up, will you, Si? I know how to put in a globe, I guess.
Well, I know, but if you...
Yeah, shut up.
Oh, well,
There, I reckon that's got it.
What time is it getting to be, Elmer?
Don't reckon we better look again, Si. Somebody might see the light.
Well, we'll put it in my hat again and hold your hat over it.
Well, all right, I... Yes, I'm getting a little mighty nervous myself, Si.
Yeah.
Steady now. Now, let's see. It's just 3 minutes to 12 midnight.
No, just 3 minutes, Elmer. I know something terrible's going to happen. Keep the watch and the flashlight right in the hat, Elmer, so we can look again. I got to be sure to get this camera started on time.
Well, I'll leave the flashlight lay there, then. And after we figure a couple more minutes is gone, we'll take another look. Now, get your gun ready to shoot, Si. And if you can see anything to shoot at, drop the camera and blaze away at it.
There must be some kind of a light showing on the train, Elmer. I never seen no train at night yet that didn't have some sparks or hot coals or something coming out of the bottom of the engine.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, all this is too much for me, Elmer. Don't you suppose them fellas has been imagining them things?
Si, them five men don't just imagine they're going, do they? You can ask the silliest thing, Si. It was just them Mexican boys that think so. Even Pat ain't too sure he won't be shaking hands with the ghost at 12 o'clock. But them railroad detectives is gone. And they know they're gone.
Yeah, I reckon you're right, Elmer. And in just a little bit now, we're going to know. Oh, I'm so scared I can't hold this camera very steady. But if anything happens tonight, I'm going to get me a picture of it.
Yes, I talk, Si. Now, according to what Pat said, you can hear that train way off in feet like. It's just 1 minute to 12. And that's the time for you to start your camera. Because at exactly, just exactly midnight,
yeah,
that train goes through this here cut, right below us here. And by 1 minute after 12, it'll all be over.
Yeah, maybe it'll be all over with us, Henry.
Oh, rats, Si. Nothing to be scared of. That is, well, oh, rats.
Rats, Elmer. Ain't no rats here, is it?
And you can't tell.
Elmer, you're just as nervous as I be. Elmer, what time is it?
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Si. There now. It. Hold that hat still, will you, Si?
I ain't moving it now, Elmer.
Don't you?
No, sir. That's you were doing that. Elmer, you're shaking worse than ever I've done.
Si Perkins, don't you ever say that Elmer Peabody was shaking. Hold steady. Watch that little second hand. When she gets up to the top, it'll be... She's getting close. There it is. 1 minute to 12. Start that camera, Si. Did you hear that, Si? Did you hear it?
I never heard nothing, Elmer.
Well, I hear plenty. Start that camera.
One minute to 12 midnight. Just 1 minute, and then what? Your announcer will tell you when you may hear another episode of Si and Elmer over this station.